Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of What Fulfills You. My name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host. And for today's episode, we are going to dive into the topic of building confidence when you don't have it all figured out. And I think this one is so relatable for all of us in our 20s and 30s. And no matter what part of life you are in, I think we all have different levels of confidence, and it sometimes ebbs and flows. Like, I can speak on that from personal experience. And that being said, I will say that one of the things I'm very grateful for doing early on in my life is working on different things to help build my self-confidence. And I would say this journey for me started when I was 20 years old, and the catalyst was going through a breakup at a time when I didn't have support, I didn't have close friends yet, and I also was very lost in what am I doing with my life. And so what I decided to do at that time and over the past 7 years was to do things for myself that inevitably helped cultivate the self-confidence that I have now. And through that process, I never had everything figured out. And I think we all hear this all the time, but none of us ever really fully have it figured out. But I want to share and address some of the things I have done in the midst of figuring it out each chapter of my life. And hopefully that helps you get some ideas on what you can do if you are looking for ways to just build your confidence, whether you've had it before and you're trying to rebuild it, or you are just coming to terms with the fact that you lack self-confidence and you are very determined to cultivate that. So my first tip and insight on this is, number one, learning how to enjoy doing things on your own. And again, doing this, you don't have to have everything figured out. You don't have to know where you want to live, what you want to do for your career, what you want out of life, none of that, right? I think back to between the ages of 20 and 24, what I did specifically at that time that really helped me with my confidence was doing the things that scared me the most, but also interested me the most. So for example, I remember right before I turned 21, I really wanted to just go out to eat at this restaurant. I lived in Southern California at the time, and so the lifestyle there, it's very nice to go and enjoy and go to have nice food, right? And there's this restaurant called True Food. It's a very healthy, nice restaurant. And I didn't have friends at the time to go there with. And also, I was 20 years old, junior year in college. Not every college girl wants to do that or can afford to do that, right? So I decided to take myself to dinner. And I went to dinner. I FaceTimed my high school best friend and we talked. And I remember I ordered a glass of wine and got, you know, a yummy meal. And it was just perfect. And then the reason I share that is because I didn't have a lot of experience at that time. But all I know is that the more I put myself out there, and it wasn't random either, right? Like, I didn't just randomly go to dinner. I was like, you know, I really want to go to this place, but I don't have anyone to go with me. Well, I solved that problem. I just decided to go on my own. Other examples of that. At that age, I really wanted to explore. I really wanted to adventure on the West Coast and go and see cities I've never been to before. Portland, Oregon was one of them, Seattle, Washington, although I've never been, but there's just a lot of places on the West Coast outside of Southern California that I wanted to go see. So what did I do? Later on, I think this was like the fall semester of my senior year of college, I decided to take my very first solo trip, and I went to Portland, Oregon. It was so beautiful and so memorable, and I just remember it was the first time I really felt like, okay, this is what it feels like to travel by yourself, to be in a place you are not familiar with, and to learn things a little bit on your own. And it was especially the flight back that I really felt this ease of, okay, one more level that I felt like I put myself in, like I just increased my level and ultimately increased my confidence, because I did something that scared me. And that thing that scared me was also something that I was interested by, right? So that is such a important common theme, is that don't try to pick something random just for the sake of building your confidence. Pick things that actually excite you and interest you. And also, I want to share too, don't get this tip confused with being hyper-independent. Because I'm not encouraging hyper-independence. I'm encouraging you to be independent and confident enough to do the things that you want to do in life, and to not let the fact that maybe it's the fear of being out by yourself, or maybe it's the fear of looking like you have no friends, or maybe it's the fear of just being alone. Whatever it is that scares you, that holds you back from self-confidence, that's what this is meant to do. These exercises, these little by little, the things that you do each day or each trip you do, whatever, it builds onto that self-confidence, right? And over time, of course, through the years, it's going to naturally help you be more healthily independent. And that's where I always talk about, if you're in a relationship or if you want to have good friendships and relationships, you don't want to be super, oh, I'm going to do this on my own, right? But it's more about, hey, I'm going to still do this even if no one wants to join me or if no one can join me. You know what I mean? Like for me nowadays, like when I have interest in going somewhere or traveling somewhere, I always incorporate other people and I ask, you know? But at the same time, I don't think I'm doing myself justice if I hold myself back in this lifetime of not seeing a city I'm curious about or not going to pursue whatever dream because other people tell me no or other people don't encourage it, right? So just finding that healthy medium, I think, is also really important if you want to get my long-term perspective on, you know, self-confidence and independence and how that really intertwines. On the other hand, let's talk about building self-confidence when it comes to your career and your finances and just the trajectory of all of that. I started that journey, I want to say, right around the age of 22, which is when I graduated from college. I had no idea, believe it or not, I had no idea what I was going to do after college. I went on a short trip to all over Europe. I went to like Stockholm, Sweden, Hamburg, Germany, and where else? Amsterdam, all for the first time. And I met one of my good friends there. And that was like my post-grad trip. And after I got back, I actually had no idea what I was going to do job-wise. But time and place, things aligned, things worked out. I got recruited by a Fortune 500 company called ADP. And they reached out to me and they were interested in having me work at their company in their Southern California office in their sales position. And that ended up being the start of my career. Let me be clear. I did not plan this. I did not ever think when I was in college that I was going to work in a sales position. Never thought of it. I actually always thought of PR and marketing because it's kind of the realm that I was always in. But all of that really aligned. And so I took on that job. I stayed there for, I think, about a year and a half in total. And by experiencing sales, by learning at this corporate job, that helped me refine the direction of my career and what I wanted to do. It was being in that job that allowed me to see a couple of things. Number one, I am actually good at sales. Number two, I love the people that I work with. So there's a lot of benefit to working with coworkers and at a company that you love and enjoy. So this is for those of you who have zero interest in entrepreneurship or freelancing or whatever. There's a lot of perks, okay, to working at a company for sure. But on the other end, I went through enough time at the job to realize that it wasn't a long-term fit. I wasn't going to be there for 5 years. And that was when I started to make the pivot.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
And so I actually never saw myself building and creating a marketing agency, but a few things happened. Number one, again, my sales skills were great. And so I knew how to get new clients. I knew how to close new business. Number two, I was in conversation with a girl that started her own marketing agency. It was a little bit different than mine, but you know, some overlap. And she was in a different part of the world. And I remember thinking, oh, if she can do it, why not me too? So that's what got the wheels turning. And then within a couple of months, I had the means to leave my corporate job. And so all of that to say, right, I'm sharing that I never actually knew that I was going to do all the things that I just shared. But I did know a couple things. I did know my skill set, which is I'm business savvy, I'm business minded and creative minded, and I'm very entrepreneurial, right? And so knowing all of that, I said yes to the potential work opportunities that enabled me to explore those skills and interests. And so that would be my other nudge, which is to say yes, especially if you are in a place where you are really trying to hone down on your career path or you are starting out right now. Say yes to anything and everything that interests you, because you have the time right now to pivot and you have the time to take those experiences with you. And you have more confidence in your time, because I know a lot of people talk about when they get to like late 30s or whatever, they definitely have less confidence in this idea like that they have all the time in the world. Okay, so if you're 25 right now or you're 30 listening to this and you want to make a pivot and you want to start fresh, just do it now. And if you don't know exactly what it is, again, going back to what I did from personal experience, just say yes to the things that make sense to you intuitively and also make sense to you logically from your skill sets, from your experiences. And I'll tell you this, without my corporate job, without my sales experience, I would not have had the confidence or the same confidence to start my marketing agency, to go through with that in such a relentless, confident way, in such like a, oh yeah, I'm definitely going to survive off of, you know, XYZ clients, right? I can't believe I did it at the time. I was only 23 or 24, somewhere around there, but I just knew like I'm gonna make this happen. So I'll also say that when you have vast experiences, especially we're talking in the career realm, it will give you more awareness and confidence inevitably, because you're learning a lot and you're gathering all the information about yourself to make the best decisions a year from now or 2 years from now. And that's what those first 2 years out of college really did for me, that helped put me where I'm at right now. Another piece of insight I have on what has helped me build confidence over the years, as I have been figuring it out myself, is just being able to track my progress and my journey in some shape or form. So I do like to journal. I do a lot of brain dumping and journaling in my What Fulfills You journal. If you guys love a black minimalist leather journal, it's actually vegan leather, but if you love that kind of journal, it's available on our website at whatfulfillsyou.com. It's also linked in the show notes. But I write a lot of my thoughts, where I'm at in my life, through those journals. And I also make sure that I am actually physically doing the things that I want to see progress in, right? So confidence is in different facets of life. When it comes to my physical fitness, I know that my confidence has grown on that because I am doing things that are challenging. Okay, so that means I'm like lifting heavier. I'm doing a hard Pilates class. I'm now, as of recently, I'm running. Today I ran 2 miles for the first time in, I don't know, like 5 years. Okay, so that's a lot for me. But it was great. I felt great. It honestly, it wasn't hard. It wasn't easy. So I could definitely do a 5K next time, you know? Doing hard things will build your confidence because you think about that over 1 year to 2 years to 3 years, day by day, mentally, you can watch yourself and you can feel yourself actually doing the things that you once thought were out of touch or maybe you wouldn't be able to do. And lastly, I will leave you with this. When it comes to doing the challenging things or applying yourself to the goals and dreams and aspirations that you have, make sure you keep those promises to yourself. I've heard others talk about this too, but I know it's very applicable in my personal life. I know that there have been moments, many moments, where I said I would wake up by a certain time and I didn't. Or I said to myself that I would do this at this time frame and I didn't. Has it shaken my confidence? Maybe a little bit. But I will say that when I did do those things, when I did wake up at 5 a.m., when I did wake up at 6 a.m. and go for the run or go lift heavy or go to that Pilates class, I know that doing those things actually for sure helped me build my confidence, because there's nothing better than doing the thing that you said you would do. There is no better feeling than actually watching yourself keep the promise that you made to yourself. It is so easy when no one is watching and no one is holding you accountable to not do that thing, right? But I think that is probably the ultimate confidence builder, is keeping the promises you made to yourself. Because I think on the flip side, speaking from personal experience again, but when I say I'm going to do something and then I don't do it, and I continuously do that, I think it kind of hurts my self-esteem a little bit. I can't respect myself in the same way because I look at it from a logical lens and I'm just like, okay, you said one thing, but you didn't do that. What's going on, right? And it kind of, if you go too long doing that, it will eat at your self-esteem and naturally your self-confidence. So figure out what are your core priorities and your biggest goals at the moment, and create specific goals, like things that you can actually track progress in, and watch how your confidence changes over time as you actually inch towards that goal. So for me right now, I will say, like from an active perspective, one thing that I'm going to set as my goal is to run 10 miles by, I don't know, maybe by Thanksgiving or by the New York Marathon or something. And I recently started running, so I think that's a very doable goal. But I also know that it's going to be a huge confidence builder for me, because prior to all of this, I hadn't run a mile in like 5 years, which is crazy. I just don't run that much. I don't do long distance running. I like to play tennis and play sports that keep me active, you know? I think another goal of mine that I can track is, you know, having X amount of guests on my podcast, or hitting X amount of downloads on my podcast, right? That could be in the career realm, or, you know, hitting X amount in impact on my business, like whatever that is, like having goals that I can track and then creating action steps that help me towards that goal. And just remember, you guys, we're all in this journey of figuring it out. But I can say that you are going to get closer to clarity and a sense of direction and perhaps even purpose, hopefully, if you get up and just try and then pivot as you go, rather than lay in bed and sulk or go day by day and feel sorry for yourself or say things like, oh, I don't have this, so I can't do that. Trust me, just throw paint at the wall at bare minimum and then pivot as you go. That's completely what I did. And when it comes to, again, I heavily encourage, when it comes to just ultimate self-confidence and confidence in oneself and being able to anchor oneself to just knowing who you are and what you stand for, my biggest tip there is to go and have moments of solitude, whether that's traveling by yourself or finally living on your own or having a dedicated day or days or hours of the week where you spend it by yourself. Maybe you go to a bookstore at your favorite cafe, you read, or maybe you go to a painting class, whatever that may be. But make sure you pour into that part of yourself, because there will be moments in life, and I can assure you I've been through that as well, despite me having self-confidence in myself, without that anchor in knowing who I am because of those experiences on my own in my early 20s, I would not have been able to maintain that level of self-confidence. It has maybe fluctuated from time to time, but it was because of the anchor that it ultimately stayed really steady, that anchor in myself, that anchor in my experiences, that anchor that no one can take away from me or from you. So I will leave you guys with that. I hope this episode was helpful, thought-provoking. As always, if you enjoyed this topic, if you want me to do more topics on self-confidence or specific questions around how I've done certain things in my life, whether from college or through my mid-20s or even just right now where I'm at in life, please let me know. I love chatting with you guys. If you have DM'd me before, you know that I will always respond. So you can reach out to me on Instagram at whatfulfillsyou or at Emily E. Duong, which is my personal Instagram. So thank you again for tuning in. I will chat with you all in the next episode.